This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. He said peace, security and stability of the South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR today. Highlighting concern over the ongoing conflict in different regions of the world, Mr. Modi said development should be the approach, not expansionism. He said the ongoing conflicts in different regions are negatively impacting the countries of the global south. He said that everyone wants peace and stability to be restored in Eurasia and the West Asia region. Terming terrorism as a serious challenge to global peace and security, the Prime Minister stressed that humanity will have to work together to deal with the challenges posed by terrorism. He said cooperation will also have to be strengthened in the areas of cyber, maritime and space. India and ASEAN nations have reaffirmed the importance of maintaining and promoting peace, stability, maritime safety and security to promote peaceful resolution of disputes in accordance with universally recognized principles of international law. In a joint statement on strengthening ASEAN-India comprehensive strategic partnership, the leaders of India and ASEAN countries supported the full and effective implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea in its entirety and looked forward to the early conclusion of an effective and substantive code of conduct in the South China Sea. They also agreed to strengthen cooperation in maritime security, counter-terrorism, cybersecurity, transnational crime, peacekeeping and demining operations, and confidence-building measures. The special cell of the Delhi police has seized 200 kilograms of cocaine, with an estimated value of around 2,000 crore rupees in the international market. A senior official of Delhi police informed that the cocaine was seized from the Ramesh Nagar area of West Delhi. He said it's part of the same syndicate from which the Delhi police had seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine last week. The official further informed that as part of the ongoing investigation, seven accused have been arrested so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan on his birth anniversary. In a social media post today, the Prime Minister lauded the contributions of Jayaprakash Narayan to the country and society. He said Jayaprakash Narayan's personality and ideals will remain a source of inspiration for every generation. Durga Puja festivities have reached their peak in different parts of the country, especially in East India. Today is Durga Ashtami, which marks the 8th day of Navratri, a festival dedicated to the worship of 9 forms of Goddess Durga. Goddess Mahagauri is worshipped on the occasion of Durga Ashtami, which is considered one of the most sacred and celebrated days of Navratri. On the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja, President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country and abroad. In her message, the President said that Durga Puja is celebrated as a victory of good over evil, as Goddess Durga is considered the symbol of courage. President Murmu said that this festival is an occasion to fully devote to Goddess Durga and promote unity and understanding among all religions. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat over the next 2 days. The IMD said another fresh cyclonic circulation is very likely to develop over central parts of the South Bay of Bengal tomorrow. The Weather Department has also forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast, west and south peninsular India over the next 2 days. The International Day of the Girl Child is being observed across the world today. This day highlights the importance of gender equality, education and opportunities for young girls. The theme for this year is Girls' Vision for the Future. In tennis, India's Jeevan Nedunchezian and Vijay Sundar Prashant have advanced to the men's doubles semi-finals of the Valencia Open Tennis in Valencia. The fourth-seeded Indian duo will lock horns with the unseeded pair of Piotr Matuszewski and Karol Drawiecki of Poland in the men's doubles semi-final this evening. And in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup Cricket, Australia will take on Pakistan in a Group A match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.